these out for me.
Okay. We're officially open, aren't we?
We will in just a second here. We'll call the meeting to order, and then it's... Have you looked through the minutes? I guess I can't ask that question until I go to call to order here.
Yeah.
We there? All right, this is 8:33. It's Monday, April 4th. This is Jim, temporary presiding commissioner with Danny Strahan, and we'll call this meeting to order. This is our study session and public comment. So if you have public comment, are you just here for the public session? Or
he's here for the... He's on the agenda.
Oh, for at the 9 o'clock. Yeah, from the 9 o'clock. Okay. So we're just going to be here looking through minutes and accounts payable and anybody who wants to have public comment. So have you looked through the minutes then?
I've looked through the minutes, and there are some, other than, there's sentences that don't make quite sense.
Then let's not approve those.
Well, there's some places where there needs to be a period or a comma or either,
okay,
things like that.
You remember which ones they were? I can pull up the ones I have for the draft.
I can go up there and get them, Jim. I guess what I better do.
Well, I can. Are they in your box or in your room?
I don't know. I've been to so many places this morning, I couldn't tell you. I had to go up and look. I read them first thing at 6 o'clock this morning, and I just absolutely...
We can have one of the ladies bring it down.
What date was it? Because I can look at the date. If I can tell you what dates are to be submitted, March 14th, 17th, 21st, and 24th. Do you remember which one it was?
I'll just have to go get them, because I don't even know where they're at up there.
Okay.
I've looked.
Well, let me see if I can get their attention and bring them down.
I mean, I have them on the computer, but I can't throw them off.
That's right.
One question for you is,
he bought him in the auction, had a buyback.
What were you saying?
I was gonna, do we have the documentation for, it says a personal property abatement on here. Do we have that? I mean, is that available?
I'm hoping Nikki has. I saw some emails, and I have an email. See if Nikki's going to.
Can you call Christine? She can't come in for very long because she's only got two people in the office today.
We've got the printout because I saw the email that was sent over about the abatements. I know Nikki printed it.
I'm sorry. I left that up there, I guess.
Hi, Nick.
She got that to me first thing this morning, and then I read them and left it somewhere.
Do you want to look at a paper copy? I have.
No, he was pointing out. No, it's fine. I mean, I got him right here, but that's fine. He said he was looking at some grammatical concerns. Did you print everything out I had forwarded you from the attorney?
Yes.
Perfect.
done there. I see we've got some doors at the Wellness Center from a used source. That's always very frugal of us. Dingy, you've seen the accounts payable, that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. We have that back.
Okay. Which have our trail.
Mm-hmm.
They're letters agreeing with the findings.
Okay.
So those just need to be signed with the great letters that take care of.
So we'll just vote on it and you'll stamp Ron's name then if we pass it? Okay.
Yes.
And then
is there any questions on this?
None of those. Those are fine. It's a small week. And that's that. Just keep your... No, we'll leave it open. We'll leave the public comment book open until probably 8:50. And then at 8:50, we'll just shut it down because we'll have to make sure we're on time for the 9 o'clock. So... Do you have any of them that look good for you?
Oh, yeah, there's... And
now, the January 4th, this is the one, the first one on top is the one we never approved, but now we're going to because they had something in there we couldn't... Remember they had it, something about an executive session that never took place, and we never approved that draft. That's why January 4th's on there. We went back and had them listen to the audio tape, and there wasn't a meeting. There wasn't what they said in there, so...
Okay. I couldn't see that this was any different than what we had on the other one.
Because it said emergency executive at 8 o'clock on the first day of Ron's session, which we didn't go into emergency executive 8 o'clock on his first day of his session. So, and they listened to the audio, and there was no indication. So, correct. That's correct. There was one on the draft. There was one like at 8:05, and it said emergency executive. And we had them had your office research, and they never found, and we never found anything that to do with anything. So.
This, the little things like this, and you can make a. Those, if you want to.
That's on what day is that, Dan? Look at the front page here.
I guess
7/27. Okay.
There's three or four things in there like that where sentences don't end and there's no.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
I usually don't look for that type of content to be changed.
That's Ron's job.
That Ron does that. He's a stickler on that kind of stuff, and I don't blame him. But I usually look through and read through to make sure the content itself is correct, not the wording or sentences or.
Not a motion, is it?
What?
That's got the wrong wording?
No. I'll get to just a second here.
Okay.
There's another place in here, Jim. It's just toward like that, but I didn't.
We looked here.
I should have marked it here. Where it doesn't make sense. The sentence doesn't make sense. Well, James, we're in our study session. Did you have a public comment or anything? Because we're going to cut that off at 8:50.
You have 7 minutes.
No.
We're going to go in public session. We're going to probably recess here at 8:50, 8:55, and then at 9 o'clock we'll start our 9 o'clock session.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's got this fee on the accounts payable. It's got Houseman, Commissioner Houseman seconded the motion, and it's got him absent.
Yeah, that wouldn't do work so well.
No.
I'm thinking of this Commissioner Strahan, because I made the motion, and we're actually going to have that one looked up because it's a motion. You're going to have to listen to the audio on that. So we won't do the 17th because of that.
Okay.
Well, because that's part of a motion. She'll have to listen to the recording. Where's your agenda go? Okay. Is it asked to go?
There's one other place, and Jim, if you find it as you proofread it, because I've went over these now. There's another place where a sentence doesn't make sense.
I found the cattle guard. That
yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Something about a cattle guard?
Cattle guard. I'm writing them right here.
Problems lately, have you?
Mm-mm.
Because I have somebody else reviewing them after Angie does. I'm looking for grammar and spelling.
Yeah, there's a whole lot less. Okay. I have saw two, Danny. I saw obviously the motion.
Oh.
Obviously that motion.
Right.
And then I saw this sentence didn't make any sense to me, but I have them.
But it's probably the one I've seen.
That one up here didn't make a whole lot of sense to me either. So I was going to have her reread that.
Would it need to be some way to...
Yeah. That doesn't make sense to me. No. So there's three areas, Donna, here.
Yeah, that's... I think there's still one more, Jim, I remembered. At 6 o'clock
motion,
this morning, my vision wasn't quite what it should be.
And then on this top of here, look at that wording. That, you may have to listen to the audio on that. That doesn't make perfect sense with me. And then on the back...
I read one of the motions that didn't make a whole lot of sense.
And then there's you'll see, I marked it in black ink.
Okay.
You'll find there's three. And so we won't vote on that one. We're going to hold off on the 17th. The 4th looks good. The 24th, where's the 14th? Do you have the 14th? Was that part of that 14th?
No, I got the 24th, 17th, and the 4th of January.
The 14th we sent back for edit. We haven't seen that, maybe. Let me see if we got the 14th there.
There's nothing
highlighted
that I see, so.
Okay.
Now, are you highlighting those on your computer?
She is, when they send it to us.
When we send it, what I'm saying
don't
is...
Don't run out highlighted.
Okay, when we get it back, I've made a request a couple of different times, and if there's some reason that can't be done, I would like to know the reason, but I would like some type of highlight to not have to go through the entire minutes again, but the correction be made so that we know that the highlighted area is the correction. And I don't like it to be in dark print because it looks like a heading of something because that's the way all the rest of it is. So I thought if it could be in red or if it could be in...
We'll print it on the color printer.
Something, you know, just something so we don't have to go through every minute time and time again looking for something that we have thought was a correction.
I don't blame you.
Jim, I cannot find the other one. And like I said, I've read these enough that I've almost got them memorized.
So we're holding the 17 because Donna has that. The 4th looked okay to me. Donna, right here, when up here on the very top, it says that I was absent, okay?
On the 14th?
On the 24th, but on the at 2 o'clock, I was here again, but it doesn't say I was here. Should you make a note of that or not?
We should make a note.
Because I made a motion to go into executive. And so I would say, I'm going to put that up here on the top of the 24th. Maybe after, yeah.
We'll listen for it and put it in there.
Yeah, we're going to hold off on the 24th also. Did you make a note of that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I only see we're approving 1 minute because I don't see the 14th or the 21st.
Yeah.
Do you? All right. Well, then I'm going to close the public comment section and then I'm going to call a recess until 9 o'clock.
All right.
Recess. I did it already, so we'll vote on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to keep this and then.